Hello, fellow nature nerds. Welcome to Dirt Dispatch number one. I am Tim, the nature nerd O'Hara. If you listen to the last episode, I kind of had this idea, and it came about because I saw the pelicans here, and I went out to take pictures of the pelicans out at the little lakes that are near my house. And while I was out there, I saw a whole bunch of other stuff. I saw thatching ants, and I saw eagles, and I saw osprey, and I saw a coyote, and I thought, I really want to share some of this stuff with you guys, but maybe it doesn't fit into an episode all its own, or I want to update you on some things that I talked about, but it doesn't really fit into an episode. So I thought this might be a way to add something in between the regular podcast episodes. Those episodes will still be an in-depth look at things. They'll still be more formal, more scripted out. But this will just be a way to kind of give you my thoughts and give you some, maybe some updates and some little things that don't fit into those other episodes. So there's three things that I want to cover today. First of all, I want to talk about the western thatching ants that I saw. So western thatching ants are really kind of cool. They make these great big mounds. They're probably a foot to a foot and a half across and somewhere between 8 and 10 inches high. And people always say, there's two things people always ask when you talk about ants. One, are they red or black? Well, western thatching ants are both. They're actually red in the front, and then their abdomen is black. So they're really kind of cool. And I put some pictures and some video up on my TikTok page and on my Instagram page. You can see those if you want to see the video. But the other thing people always ask about is, do they bite? And I said, well, I didn't stick my hands and feet in there, but according to what I read when I looked them up, they can inflict a painful bite, and they also spray formic acid when they do, so it can create a painful blister. So I'm not going to go sticking my hands and feet in any of those. But on my TikTok video, somebody commented that they put skulls in thatching ant mounds to clean them. Some people use beetles. These guys are putting them in a thatching ant mound, and that's a great idea. If I can find one close to home, I'm going to try this because I do some salvage. I collect some roadkill because I do in-person programs, and if I can get an intact skull of something that then I can use in a program, then that's great. But it's also kind of a disgusting job to clean these skulls, especially roadkill. A lot of times they're not fresh. So if I can find a thatching ant mound near my house, because that guy posted some before and after pictures, and they seem to do a pretty good job. So my only question is now, how do I get the skull out of the ant mound without getting bit by ants? And so that's something that I'm going to have to work out. Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about is an update on my pelicans, because I've become a little bit obsessed with these pelicans. We had about 15 to 20 was the group to start, and there's still, it's been about 3 weeks, and there's still 7 or so out there still. And they kind of move around a little bit, and you know, this morning I only saw 4, but they came back, and now there's 7 or 8 out there again this afternoon when I drove by. So hopefully there's at least a couple of nesting mated pairs in that group, and in a month or two we'll see some chicks, because that would be really exciting. Tune in on another Dirt Dispatch, and I will give you that update if it happens. So that would be really cool. Now, the third thing I want to talk about is a little bit about wolves, and the reason I want to talk about that is because I've been having this quote discussion unquote on Facebook with a gentleman about wolves. And my wife always says, don't fight with people on the internet. And I tell her, I'm not fighting with people, I'm educating them. And if they wouldn't say dumb stuff, I wouldn't need to educate them. So I'm providing this guy with some free education. I'm not sure he appreciates it. So this all came up because I was on the Voyagers Wolf Project Facebook page, and I was looking at a video, and this guy made a comment about wolves in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And the problem is that he's citing statistics without any any references, any kind of source for these numbers. So he's saying there's 1,000 wolves, over 1,000 wolves in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So I said, that doesn't sound quite right. So I looked it up, and the official number as of 2022 was 631 plus or minus 49. So I mentioned that to him. He said, well, they're killing off the deer, which is what started this whole thing. He said, the wolves are decimating the deer herds. And I did some research and I looked it up and I said, well, that doesn't seem to be quite right, because what the DNR is saying is that when it comes to predators, first of all, fawn recruitment has a bigger impact on deer herds than adult deer predation. And when it comes to fawn recruitment, is basically a fawn being born, growing up to become a reproducing adult. So when it comes to fawn predation, coyotes and bears have significantly more impact than wolves. Each individual wolf might kill more fawns, but there's more coyotes and bears overall. So as a whole, they kill more fawns. But there's other factors at play, weather and cars and forest management practices. And what the study's saying is that all these things have much more impact on fawn recruitment than wolves. And this man came back and said, well, I put out cameras and I see fewer deer and more wolves. And I pointed out that, well, that doesn't mean the wolves are killing the deer. And he said, well, I see wolf scat with deer hair in it. But again, the studies have shown that these deer that the wolves are preying on are actually in very, very poor condition because of other factors. And they probably would not have survived the winter. And that's why the wolves are taking them. The wolves are targeting the weak and the injured and the sick. But this guy just doesn't want to accept facts. He keeps coming up with numbers that there's over 1,000 wolves. They kill between 25 and 40 deer each. And there's only 100,000 wolves deer in the Upper Peninsula. And according to all the statistics, there's that last count, there were 270,000 deer in the UP. And of course, that study is, or that estimate is several years old. So it might not be accurate. There might be fewer. Wolves take maybe 27 per wolf per year. So what the numbers were saying was not matching up with what this guy was saying. And I kept providing resources for where I'm getting my numbers, but he just doesn't want to accept that. And he just keeps shouting out numbers without giving me any references. So my advice to you, if you're out there on social media, make sure you're checking your references. Like I said, I tried to verify everything this guy was saying. He even made the claim that wolves were going into people's yards. This is a direct quote. Wolves are going into people's yards after chasing game, and they're killing everything and not even eating it. Now, you would think that that would be big news. I couldn't find a single reference to excess killing by wolves in the Upper Peninsula. Wolves do sometimes, very rarely, engage in what's called excess killing, where they'll kill more than they can eat. But this is more of a stocking the fridge type of behavior after they've gone a while without eating, more so than a kill for sport, which is what, when this happens, that's what people say. Wolves kill for sport. They kill just for the fun of it. And that's not at all true. So again, my advice to you is, if you're seeing these things, verify them, look for references. Don't just make up numbers and shout them out. Not that I think any of you would do that, because you're all amazing nature nerds like me. So I hope you enjoyed this first Dirt Dispatch. If you want to send me an email, again, my email address is dispatchesfromtheforest@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can also make a PayPal donation through that address. Become a patron. Check out my Patreon page. That's patreon.com/dispatchesfromtheforest. I'd love to hear from you too. I'm thinking about doing a webinar. So if you have any ideas on that, if you a topic you want to learn about, or you know, a particular day, like, hey, that sounds great, I'd be willing to pay $5 for it, but only if it's on Thursday at noon or whatever it is, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Tell a friend. Check out our merch store, cafepress.com/dispatchesfromtheforest. We have all kinds of stuff. We have t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and various things. So I hope you enjoyed this Dirt Dispatch number one. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Dispatches from the Forest podcast. Now, that's it. That's all I got. Go outside and get dirty.